Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
Seven warning signs for dyscalculia. Learning links for math and dyscalculia. Deaf and learning disabled, still a winner. Awareness toolkit for dyscalculia and early warning signs for dyscalculia. This is our podcast for week 17 in 2023. And welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. She's going to help us review the links that we posted this week on dyscalculiaheadlines.com. Welcome Dr. Schroeder.
I'm always so happy to be back here in the studio.
We're very happy and appreciate your help with this. We have some nice links that we want to go over with you. And the first one is about seven warning signs for dyscalculia. What are those?
Well, this comes from Nation World, and that is apparently a very fast changing site. They did have a great post with lots of information about dyscalculia, but the next day they have already a lot of other posts.
You gotta be quick.
Yeah, you gotta be quick here. But obviously, we took note of it, and they mention if someone has difficulty recognizing numbers, and they have a very interesting method of doing that by strofo symbols. Now, I was not aware of that word.
That's a word that you don't hear that much. Yes.
No, and apparently dictionary.com and Google also didn't know that word. So forget that.
They're making new words here.
Yeah, it's difficulty recognizing numbers, full stop. And then problems with performing mathematical operations. Difficulty maintaining the correct order of numbers. So when you hear a phone number, you might be able to remember most of the numbers, but they get jumbled up.
And you get absolutely random people on the line. That's how you make new friends.
Now, what we see in a lot of lists of symptoms is obviously using your fingers a lot to count, particularly at an age that other children already can use memorized math fact. And then we have obviously difficulty with handling larger numbers, transcription errors, and for example, when writing a number that's dictated to you or that gets jumbled up or some of the numbers are falling out of the sequence. And then experiencing a block by doing math, just a mental block, and that can also come in the form of anxiety. So if they their suggestion is that if you see a combination of these symptoms, you might have dyscalculia. So then they go on to talk about what to do next once you suspect that. And when yourself or somebody else has dyscalculia, and they emphasize very correctly to get an early diagnostic so that remediation can start early also.
Good
awareness and well, easy warning signs for people to notice.
Right. Good list. The next link promises learning links for math and dyscalculia. What's that all about?
Yes, this is from the good people from learninglinks.org.au. And we are very globally oriented, so these people are located in Alexandria, New South Wales, in Australia.
Okay.
And
Down under.
Absolutely. They have this page with lots of very useful information. And their organization has been founded back in 1972 already. It's a non-profit. And they were by parents, and they were concerned about the lack of appropriate education for their children's needs. So they took action and set this all up. It is a part of the Association of Children with Learning Disabilities, ACLD, and their organization has definitely grown over the years, and they now have learning centers. They train teachers, professional development, and they are basically recognized as experts in the field of learning disabilities. A fantastic organization that offers real solutions to many who need it.
Good, 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 good. Okay, well, the next link is about someone who is deaf, and I think we talked about that a little bit last week as well, and has dyscalculia, deaf and has dyscalculia, but still manages to be a winner.
Well,
how is that?
Yes, well, this is a fantastic story of somebody who could be successful in what she really, really aimed for. And this is from the Times of India, and they have a very moving story about a deaf lady, she's 29 now, from India, who was part of the team that was in the Deaf Olympics in Brazil. So you learn something new every day. We had Deaf Olympics.
Wow.
But she's really severe with her hearing loss. She lost 98% and at the age already of one. And she also had to cope with dyslexia and dyscalculia. Now, despite that, she and her partner were able to win from the German team in a game they call the 10M air rifle mixed event. So this is about, this is on a shooting range, right?
Oh, okay.
Now, let me quote a couple of things about her challenges. And it was not easy for her, for instance, to align her rifle. And she had to write down all the instructions to be able to understand what she had to do to follow the directions. Well, obviously,
right,
if you are such a high-stakes game, you really need to to follow all the directions, or otherwise you get disqualified. So even easy comments from the coach to step forward or to the left were difficult for her to understand. But she managed this. And despite all of that, she now won a gold medal.
That's
she was in the Deaf Olympics already in 2017. Then she had a bronze medal. But now this was her goal. And unfortunately, she also lost her mother at a young age. She was mainly raised by her grandmother, who always said to her, keep your goal in mind. You will be able to do it. And she eventually did. So this is a wonderful story.
Good advice, yeah.
About how you can overcome challenges of learning disabilities with a lot of grit and perseverance. I didn't say that was easy, but she did it.
She did it, absolutely.
Amazing.
Now, the next link is about an awareness toolkit for dyscalculia. What can we learn here?
Yes, this is a great initiative from UCL, a University College in London. From the Child Development and Learning Difficulties Lab, and they developed this toolkit for dyscalculia. Now, they refer to it with a very catchy phrase, like ADD, awareness of developmental dyscalculia, and their and mathematical difficulties toolkit. So they called it Add Up.
Okay.
And they have a wonderful logo also, where the these do not have a hole in them, but a plus sign.
Oh,
so you
nice,
see the
nice,
two
sweet
pluses in there,
yeah,
immediately. Now, this is what they list in the toolkit. First of all, red flags for dyscalculia. You can download. It's a clear one-pager, and it's split in red flags for primary education and red flags what you see in secondary. Then they have an overview of dyscalculia screeners and checklists, how to get a diagnosis for dyscalculia. That's also split into if the learner is in primary school, secondary school. And then the top tips for supporting students with dyscalculia. So this is all a lot of written information. Well, you can download it as PDFs. It's not the actual tools that we, for instance, have on our dyscalculia toolkit. So, yeah, it depends how you interpret the word toolkit, right? So, we don't mention that site often, But people can go to dyscalculiatoolkit.org and download a whole series of tools for free. There's also manipulatives and games.
Right.
And all intended to work with children who have dyscalculia. And that basically follows the top tips that come here from the website from the UCL. Always do explicit instruction, break problems down, work on one problem at a time. That's another suggestion that they mentioned, what is very important. So you cover all the others so that it's not visually overwhelming. And then check how the student solved a question. Not just if it's right or wrong. That's they say that we need to look at how they did it. And that obviously ties in with our attention for math strategy.
Yeah.
Then also provide immediate feedback is one of our 10 golden rules. But they have added something here that I thought was quite interesting. They said, well, you need to provide immediate feedback both on correct and incorrect answers. So for the incorrect answers, you try
not
to help
them.
Not
only nag them when it's wrong, but also praise them when it's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And that reinforces them. So that I think that's a very good suggestion.
Definitely.
And then obviously number lines, manipulatives, calculators. They call it cheat sheets. I would probably call it
reference sheets.
Reference sheets, math sheets, etc.
Okay.
And last but not least, they say make sure that the learner understands the math language. So thank you for the Child Development and Learning Difficulties Lab and their very good PDFs. They're all free to download.
Well, that's a good resource. It brings us to the last link for the week. That says early warning signs for dyscalculia. Now, I think we started the program with that also, right?
Yes. Luckily, there are many websites now who focus on that so that people get awareness. Obviously, then getting tested, that's a little bit harder to get in place. And obviously, after that, if you have been tested, you have been diagnosed, now you need to find a tutor. And that is one of my big tasks, to get as many tutors as possible, because we really need that. There's a big need. So we never can have too much awareness about the warning signs. This is actually a video with a slightly robotic voice. But that's not a problem. The video is from the Attitude magazine, but it's posted on the site of greencoin.life. And what they mention is also using your fingers, issues with number sense and reasoning. Students can't memorize the math facts. They do not have the association between a number name, and an actual quantity. That is a very basic number sense skill. They may have trouble understanding number expressions. And then obviously what a lot of people now realize is that math anxiety is also a big thing. So I'm not sure what their purpose is. They also have a link where you get rewarded to take surveys. Yeah, lots of links to information from others. I have not clicked on any of these links.
That sounds like a safe idea.
Right.
My dear listeners, be aware, this may be a little bit a spammy site.
Exactly.
But they have information about dyscalculia.
Exactly.
And that's why we list them.
And that's we were just happy that they published something that helps awareness about dyscalculia. Every little bit helps.
Well, and you help a lot, Dr. Schroeder, the founder of DyscalculiaServices.com. We hope to see you again next week. Meanwhile, my dear listeners, why don't you look at some of her webinars? She has 5 webinars that repeat every workday night at 7:30 in 3 different time zones. It's difficult to miss these webinars. and sign up for them at webinars.discoculiatrainingcenter.com.
Discoculia Headlines Weekly is a production from discoculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at discoculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at discoculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Discoculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications@discoculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.